This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Hundreds of Florida State University students locked in a large room, dancing, listening to music, and playing games for 24 hours straight, prohibited from sitting down or falling asleep. It sounds a bit absurd, we agree. But then we found out what this near-torturous activity, called Dance Marathon, is really all about.
Well, today is a great day. This is an opportunity to celebrate a number of things around here. Obviously, last week we just celebrated our 10th anniversary, and now we get to celebrate another wonderful event. This one actually happens every year. The Dance Marathon has
been a warm, generous sun shines through the many windows encasing the atrium at the Florida State University College of Medicine. On this gorgeous October day, the sun isn't the only generous presence gracing this hall. Representatives from Dance Marathon and Children's Miracle Network at Shands Children's Hospital at the University of Florida stand before a crowd October 19th, a check, large in both size and amount, in hand. Meredith Mowitz, a former FSU student and Dance Marathon participant, is the presenter.
So I think you have something to give us today.
I do. You know, Dean Fogarty, on behalf of Children's Miracle Network, you know, Dance Marathon here at Florida State raises a lot of money, over $450,000 this year, and we'd like to present this check to you for $210,906 for Florida State's College of Medicine.
Well, thank you very much.
Dance Marathon, it turns out, is not a bizarre exhibition of college students' ability to pull an all-nighter. It is a fundraiser for the Children's Miracle Network at Shands. Children's Miracle Network then distributes part of those proceeds to Florida State University's College of Medicine. The money, says Med School Dean John Fogarty, is used to fund regional school-based children health programs and equipment for the pediatrics unit at Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. We never did find out if he is much of a dancer, but Dean Fogarty says seeing the students participate in Dance Marathon is certainly moving.
I love going to the finale of the Dance Marathon each year because it really, you know, you can feed right on that energy and what they do. They're really doing it for the cause. They're really doing it for kids. We think it makes sense that it comes to the College of Medicine, then we can distribute it to the children in the area, in the most needy areas.
Dance Marathon is the largest student-run philanthropy on Florida State's campus, and this year's proceeds are the largest of any previous. And that's something to dance about, says Brianna Rubino, a senior and internal director of Dance Marathon.
Dance Marathon for me was a way to give back to the community and actually see where all of the effort and all of the money raised goes. It's one of those things, like we said before, seeing is believing. Standing on your feet for 20 hours for someone may seem like a daunting task, but when you see the impact you can make on an individual's life and as an organization, it's really incredible.
In total this year, Dance Marathon raised over $450,000. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.